Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Really crystallize how some Democrats are finally waking up and realizing that woke is broke.
I love that. That's Mika in Morning Joe. All of a sudden realizing that, right? After the election? That's unbelievable. And then you're finding this a lot. You know, I was off for a couple of days, so I haven't gotten to comment on everything from the week. But even 60 Minutes, you know, on Monday morning, I turned 60 Minutes on just to see what they were doing post-election. And Scott Pelley goes to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania to talk with real people. And my question would be, hey, did you go to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania before the election? Maybe if you guys would reach out and, you know, John Fetterman seemed to be on top of the temperature and what people were feeling in Pennsylvania more than the legacy media was. But in the New York Times today, and by the way, I think we got Kilmeade coming up here in just a second. Is he on? Okay, good, because I was going to launch into this thing on the trans issue. But let me start with that with Brian on The Woke is Broke. How are you, Brian? Good afternoon.
What's going on, Mark? How are you?
Good. I just played a bite from our friend Mika over there at the other network saying, you know, she's finally realizing that woke is broke. Haven't some of us been talking about that for at least 4 years now, maybe longer, Brian?
And by the way, we're condemned when we talk about how stupid cancel culture is and how ridiculous the trans athlete story is. And now they're realizing it's a problem.
Yeah.
The single most effective ad in the last cycle.
Yeah, it certainly had an impact. Let's get to the cabinet appointments. I'm very curious. I was off the last couple of days, but let's start with Pete. He's your colleague. I don't know enough about him in qualifications. I know he's got an impressive resume. He's a smart guy. What would you say about that one? Because that certainly turned some heads.
Well, put it this way. I know him so well. I mean, he's got every aspect of it. I mean, he's got the war fighting three different, you know, he's at Iraq twice, Afghanistan three times. He's done a series of specials in Israel. His knowledge of the Middle East is... thank you very much, sir. but his knowledge of the Middle East is fantastic. And I think that when you have a guy that's got a Harvard degree and a Princeton degree, and he's got it in public policy, and then he spends most of his time working with vets, and he goes back in the National Guard every month. So I think he's going to have his organizational stuff down. If he gets great deputies, if he gets great chief of staff, he's going to help recruiting almost immediately. And he's going to focus on war fighting. And he's going to gut the place of bureaucracy. So I think he's got a good shot. And all I can tell you is that when you look at General Austin, when you look at General Mattis, those guys weren't doing a lot of organization. They had great reputations. They understand the military. But please tell me where General Austin has been effective as Secretary of Defense. I promise you, if Pete has to go in for surgery, he will tell the president.
Yeah.
And he will not disappear for 3 weeks.
Well, I think the recruiting efforts are certainly important. What we know is that white men are not signing up for the military, right? So we have an opportunity, and I think he's going to be a great person to lead at least that part of the cause. All right, here we go. We'll kind of run down the names here. We'll get to RFK in a second. Matt Gaetz, that's the one that's exploding more heads than others. There's really nobody saying that they think he can get confirmed. So what's going on with this one, do you think?
I don't know. I'll find out. I'll try to make a few calls. But I have very little respect for him. He should not. I was hoping he would lose his primary, let alone become the attorney general. I think the president values people that fight for him, and he could absolutely trust Matt Gaetz to go to bat for him. And Matt Gaetz would go in there and provide information and go in there and get the information that they're being denied about tracking down Christians and schools, and he'll get that information. But so would Matt Whitaker. There's a lot of people that would go in there and do it effectively.
So would Andrew Bailey here in Missouri. His name was on the list.
Of course. He's great. I mean, so I don't get it. Maybe it's to help him. I know his dad is close with Trump. Maybe he knows that ethics investigation is coming, and, you know, he wants to help him out. This way he's out of Congress. The investigation does – the ethics complaints don't come out. Technically, they're not supposed to. And maybe he gets out that way. I mean, maybe then he'd say, okay, what if I withdraw him and he makes him an assistant somewhere in the White House? That's totally up to Trump. You know, you let him make his own calls. But Mike Waltz is fantastic. I think Tulsi's going to be great.
Ratliff, I love the Ratliff pick.
Please don't fall for that.
Yeah, I like the John Ratliff pick as well. So then, you know, what becomes of the recess appointments and your thoughts on that? I'm still trying to get my arms around that. Is that something that you think he's angling for? Because you would still eventually need Senate confirmation, even if it's in the next Congress. But what are your thoughts on recess appointments?
I'm totally against it, 100% against it. I mean, for number one, they don't get paid. Number two, it's just going to be a short term. Ambassador Bolton did that with Bush, and then Bush didn't renominate him after a year and a half. Just go through the process. If these Republicans want to pass, just make them okay. You know, make them your preference. Just make them qualified. They're going to get through. But what Trump is doing is working the reps. He's saying, I'm doing recess appointments. You better. I'm sorry about the sounds in New York.
That's okay.
He's saying, do not drag out this nomination process. I am not going to sit back and be unstaffed for 6 months. I really only have 4 years, actually 2 years.
2 years.
I got a lot to get done. I need my people. So that's what he's saying. He's working, just like with tariffs. He's working the refs, 100% tariffs, really? And then when you go, Ben, he walks away and there's only 30% tariffs or no tariffs at all and gets a better deal. That's the way Trump works.
How do you think, then, John Thune will work with Trump? Because obviously he was not the choice of a lot. But Senator Hawley backed Senator Cornyn. There were others that backed Senator Scott. Do you think that the Senate, even though it was a close vote, can come together on these issues, or will there be dysfunction?
Yes. No, I think it's going to, you know, we've all had PTSD after watching the House function. The Senate's going to work. It's really going to work. And I think Trump is not going to ask him to do extraordinary things. He's going to go for those taxes on tips. He's going to push for Social Security. They're going to ask for some cuts elsewhere. So they're going to begin. It's going to be much. I know you guys will tape this and play it back to me if this goes sideways. But I think it's going to be a much more normal 2 years. And the thing that people aren't going to like is he's going to be moving too quick. And I'll take that any day. Instead of confused, instead of problematic, moving too quick, I'll take that any day.
Well, I will too. And, you know, look, but what I said to a friend who was texting me this afternoon, and people are freaking out about RFK Jr., and I don't like Gaetz either. I'll be honest with you. I said that in my monologue here this afternoon, so I'm a little confused by some of it. But, you know, you do have an opportunity here. And I've been waiting. I voted for Ronald Reagan in 1984, Brian, and the Reagan Revolution was about reducing the size and scope of government. Didn't happen. Didn't happen with Bush. Didn't happen with Clinton. It's always grown. This is the only real opportunity to get things done for the next 2 years that we might have. So you got to take advantage of it.
Mark, all I know is there's a lot of stuff. I'm tired of hearing about government's too unwieldy. I'm tired of hearing it's inefficient. I want these two guys to go in there and go to work. And they're going to make it transparent. And if these unions, these civil rights, civil workers unions don't want to cooperate, if these buildings are going to stay empty that we're paying for, these floors are empty, they'll take video of empty floors. They'll take into video of empty offices when these people refuse to come back to work. They're gonna move reluctant agencies out to Kansas.
I love it.
Dare people to make the trip.
Yes.
So this is going to make our shows interesting. Instead of dug in Republican Democrat, we're going to be talking about efficiency and inefficiency.
I love it. I think it's great.
So it's going to be great.
All right. What's coming up on Saturday night?
Well, we're going to lead with Jim Jordan. I'm going to talk about why it's suddenly okay to be a Trump to support Trump. Why they're doing dances in college football games and at San Francisco 49ers after sacks. You know, why Trump has got all the votes he did, the comeback that he made, the tribulations he went through, and have put Jim Jordan, who's been there the whole way, in perspective. Newt Gingrich, I want to get the historical angle of in history. Does he remind you of any president, and how big is the mandate? What should he do first? I'm going to do two Democrats on and talk about that celebrity impact, where the Democrats go from here. Mike LaRosa, chief of staff with Biden, what's the real story between Jill, who he used to work for, and between Kamala and Joe and Kamala and all this stuff. I'll go inside that. Carly Shimkus will break down the media, and we'll have Kayleigh McEnany inside Trump World.
One Nation, Saturday, 8 p.m. Central on Fox. Kilmeade, have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Go get him, Mark.
All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.